On October 4th, 2017, a New York judge ruled in favor of a landlord, the landlord of the Empire State Building, in its suit against New York's listener-sponsored radio station, WBAI.
Therefore, this court grants summary judgment in the amount of
$1,819,687.52. $1.8 million. That's the amount WBAI and the Pacifica Foundation need to raise immediately. That's because Judge Gerald Leibovitz decided against WBAI and the Pacifica Foundation in its dispute with Empire State Realty Trust. This over rent being charged to house our transmitter in the Empire State Building. Attorney for WBAI and the Pacifica Foundation, Sam Himmelstein.
They got a judgment for more than $1.8 million, which is not even everything that Pacifica owes. They owe more than that. That's only through the date they made their motion. So they have a judgment, which is a piece of paper that allows them to now seize assets of Pacifica. They can place liens on its real estate. They can seize its bank accounts. Unless we work something out with them. I made a new settlement offer to them just before the argument, which I'm not at liberty to say what the substance of it was, but they're going to consider it. But this was about as, you know, bad a result as we could have expected. The judge had written his decision before we even went in there.
The judge read from his prepared decision directly after arguments were made by Himmelstein and the Empire State Realty Trust lawyer. WBAI and Pacifica argued that a waiver was in place because in 2014 until now, the Empire State Building's parent company accepted $12,000 a month for transmitter rent instead of the $45,000 to $53,000 a month they were charging. The judge ruled against this defense, saying the waiver wasn't in writing and it wasn't signed. Outside the courtroom, standing among WBAI supporters, Himmelstein says the law wasn't on the side of WBAI and the Pacifica Foundation in this case.
There's a clause in the lease, there's actually several clauses in the lease, but there's a clause in the lease that says that waivers have to be in writing, and there's a clause in the lease that says that when they accept less than the full amount, it's not a waiver of their right to collect the rest. And that language is in just about every lease in the United States. Leases are made by and for landlords. You know, they give tenants the right to occupy a space for a certain number of years, but the rest of the contract is generally designed to make sure that the landlord can enforce its rights, and that's what happened here. And we tried to come up with whatever arguments we had, latches, waiver, unconscionability, but the judge, you know, had already made up his mind clearly before we walked in there. So
yeah, it was all written out.
It was. I don't even know why he had us argue it. So, you know.
WBAI Pacifica also argued unconscionability, that in the lease, the Empire State Building charges the station four times the market rent with an escalating contract involving increases of about 9% per year, and that it took advantage of being the only site in town to house an antenna after 9/11 when the Twin Towers were attacked. The judge read the legal definition of unconscionability and ruled against the station and the network. Himmelstein.
If you heard the judge, unconscionability is rarely found in commercial leases, right? Because the presumption in a commercial lease is that you have two business entities that both have counsel and that the court's not going to find unconscionability. And unconscionability also has to, according to the judge, and there is some case law that supports this, has to exist, you know, at the time the contract is made, not by subsequent events. And it usually involves, you know, some inequality in the bargaining power, a take it or leave it situation. So the judge, in his decision, recited all the elements legally of unconscionability and said we hadn't met that. And needless to say, if I could have said more, I would have. But unconscionability is not what you and I think of as unconscionable. You know, like we think of unconscionability, oh, that's horrible, that's not fair. It's not just that. So that's what the judge found.
The $1.8 million payment is due immediately. There's no payment plan, and the only way to get a stay is if the station and the network post the $1.8 million. According to Pacifica and WBAI's attorney, political pressure is the station's only recourse. That and a large sum of money from a donor or from donors. An account has been set up expressly for these donations. Please contact ed@pacifica.org. That's the Pacifica Foundation's Executive Director, Bill Crozier, ed@pacifica.org, if you can make a large donation. And as Himmelstein suggests, reaching out to your local elected officials on behalf of WBAI will help with this crisis.
Which is why I've been, and I think you all agree, urging that this case has to be litigated, if you will, in the political arena as well as the legal, because the law on contracts and leases favors landlords, you know. I mean, it's not a, and they had the law on their side, at least that's what the judge believed. So I think what people have to do now is keep the pressure on them, especially because I did just make them a settlement offer. Keep the pressure on them to negotiate.
After the court hearing, one listener mournfully asked, "This doesn't mean the end of WBAI, does it?" It's a setback, but no, it doesn't mean the end of WBAI. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.